Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set, cocked, locked? Here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us. I got a quick announcement. I talked with Arjun, and we decided that we're going to put the list of what's called the abbreviated list of items you should consider buying right now. I was going to mail it out yesterday, but I talked with him, and he was going to be home. He was traveling on the road, 4 more hours of travel, when I called him, and he's going to work with me today, and we're just going to put it on 5-Minute University. So it's an abbreviated list. It's 11 pages long. It talks about water filtration and dog's water bowl and toilet paper and knife sharpening stones and storage bags and iodine and probiotics and wasp spray, and the list goes on 220 items. So we'll do our best to get that on 5-Minute University by late today. Kyle's with us. Welcome, Kyle.
Hey, good morning, Vincent. I hope everybody's ready for another explosion of information.
Yeah. You know, I was telling Kyle, if it's all right with you, I was telling Jason, thank you, Jason, for engineering, that, you know, when I travel to Springfield, Missouri, it takes, you know, a little over an hour to go there and an hour to come back. And, you know, I try to listen to the radio and see, because that's the only time I listen to the radio, to see if there's anything worth listening to. And there is not. I don't get any information that I can use traveling to Springfield, Missouri, trying to find a station, AM or FM, doesn't matter, worth listening to. I can't find it. So I happened to come across, I came across a piece that I wrote. It's been sitting on my desk, and I was going to use it during the doublespeak. It's just one page. So I wrote this, and every once in a while, it's not often, but every once in a while, I have an intermittent flash of being able to focus. And so in between those intermittent flashes of being able to focus, my mind wandered, and I wrote this piece. And it was what I was going to do is I was going to come back from a break on a double speak class and just start with this. And if it's okay with you, it'll take about 90 seconds. Is it okay with you?
Oh, of course.
Okay. So here it is. This is doublespeak class. And this is the only doublespeak we're going to do today. And the rest is going to be packed with information. No kidding. So doublespeak starts now. Quote, "Well, thank you for calling, Tom. It is always nice to hear from her. This time of the Southern Hemisphere. Especially when the frozen has always melted. And before that happened, I'd like to return to the previous discussion that we sometimes saw. 866-582-9933 is a number. Please feel free to call in during our normal hours of operation, which vary. And even though that number does not ring in the coastal time zone, we will pay for the call. The telephone listen line number has changed, and our operators are standing by. The usual 10% discounts apply until your order is taken, at which time our specially trained staff will assist you in redialing. And for the extra discount, please check your USPS mailbox for the flyer that we mailed out, unaddressed, 2 weeks from now. Please tell your operator the discount code George Bush. and it will be sure to underestimate the increase directly to you. All products purchased directly from us always carry our exclusive 100% money-back guarantee without exceptions until we carry them. As you know, this broadcast offers a double money-back guarantee as delineated in your membership terms and conditions, if and when written. And although we don't say it often enough, please just find one person to tune in so that we can definitively say that we have an audience. This concludes today's doublespeak announcement, of which only the telephone number to call was mentioned. Now on to lessons from the book that I've been writing, which I'm almost certain has not been published. End quote. Kyle, any comments?
You know, you sound like you could go to work for the White House. I mean, how can they get anybody better than that? I mean, they keep trying to find somebody that good, Vince. I mean, I'm serious. You've got a future in politics.
Well, you know, we announced yesterday that, you know, our run for the White House has been terminated. You know, I mentioned it to Mrs. Finelli, and she said, I don't want to be first lady. I'm happy here on the farm. I'm happy here with the animals. I have no aspirations to be in the limelight. I don't want to do it. Don't do it. And it's like, so, you know, frankly, it was tongue in cheek. And, you know, what I was trying to delineate, class, was that we've got nobody worth a darn that's running for any office I can think of. They all have skeletons. They all have checkered pasts. They've all been compromised. And if they haven't, they will be. They'll be approached and they'll be compromised, and which is why I said that in our administration, anyone who takes a bribe will be executed, you know, including those in the highest office, you know, had we ever become president of the United States of America. So, Kyle, I have I sent you a list of topics and use of the family car. Do you want to get into that?
Hey, Vince, I've got to tell you, something happened because I never received it.
Oh, wow. Okay, we'll just do it.
But in any case, I've got something I kind of wanted to run over real quick, if you don't mind. It's about, so before, this is starting to hit the internet now, and this is going to be extremely relevant to people coming around just before the election, of course. And this, I believe, is I'm going to put some puzzle pieces together here for just a real short period of time, if you don't mind.
No, class, this is a blockbuster. This is real serious. Please continue.
Okay, so this is just starting to hit the internet now with different pieces of information. But a friend of mine who is a neighbor owns two over-the-road trucks that he keeps going. He's an owner-operator. He has one guy that he keeps driving all the time, and then he drives the other one. And so I asked him. He came up here and was visiting for a little bit, and I asked him, I said, well, man, with these high diesel prices, you guys got to be in consumer demand. You know, I just see prices going up like crazy and everything, and all the stores are empty of all the shelves and stuff like that. And he said, actually, he said, that's only right around here. He said, in the rest of the country, the demand is extremely low. And in fact, not only are they not giving us a fuel allowance difference, he said they're cutting our rates. And he said it's a supply and demand issue. He said that his amounts of loads, he said he is able to stay busy right now. But he said that the amount of loads he's getting is becoming less because the demand is less, even though there's higher prices for everybody's making record profits except for the people doing the real work. These companies like Home Depot and Lowe's and all these are making record profits. But the truck drivers are getting their load cut, their loads cut, their rate cut. And then he said to me, he says, well, I'll tell you something even more disturbing. He said, so the guy that handles my loads is called a broker. And he arranges to keep me running. You know, he has one load after another until I tell him I want a week off or something like that to be home. He'll arrange one load after another so that I'm not running empty anywhere. And he said one of his other clients is a real large trucking company. And they have all modern trucks because I guess California has made some kind of a law that you can't get into the docks to unload or load up anything to come out of there unless you're driving a modern truck that requires diesel exhaust fluid. Well, this large trucking company orders their diesel exhaust fluid, of course, by the truckload. And so he put in a huge order to keep his fleet going. And the broker told my friend that his order of diesel exhaust fluid got reduced by 80%. He only got 20% of what he ordered, and they did not know when they could come up with the rest of it to keep him going. So, folks, if you talk about a time bomb that's waiting to go off, it's something that's happening like you can't believe. And the crazy thing is, I've been doing a little bit of research on diesel exhaust fluid. Diesel exhaust fluid is approximately 65% water. It's a deionized water. The other 35%-ish is urea, which is, they use a synthetic form of urine, if you will, because that's what it is. Urea is urine. So that's what it is. And I read online, now I do not know if this is true or not, but one trucker put in there that he had been using a windshield because he couldn't get it where he was at. He had been using windshield washer fluid with ammonia in it successfully. Now, I'm not suggesting anyone do that because there's a good chance it would void your warranty if you had one. But I'm just saying that it's a super cheap thing that they charge a ton of money for, and the profit margin is unfathomable. But anyway, I found out that it's deionized water, 67%. And I looked yesterday at Walmart. They had a few bottles or cans of it. They had 2.5 gallons for $21. So for water and synthetic pee, deionized water and synthetic pee, you're paying $21 and change for 2.5 gallons. That just blows my mind. But we have things that are coming down the pike to hit people, and it's really going to hit in this fall. And I've got one other follow-up after this, Vince. I'll hear the music.
Yeah, let's get that follow-up, and then let's flesh it out a little bit, and then we'll get into today's lessons about automobiles. Class, this is serious, and it's not just the DEF, the diesel exhaust fluid. We'll tell you more when we flesh it out when we come back.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Kyle's with us live in Montana. And Kyle, you've got some more information for us. Please continue.
Yeah. So I want to put the parts of puzzle together for you folks. I don't know if you've realized it or not, but some people have been saying things in the news and in that has come out that if you start looking at the big picture, this starts forming a puzzle that's coming together. Yellen just come out and said, oh, I might have been mistaken when I said inflation was transitory. Okay, so what she's telling you there is this is going to continue, and it's going to get worse. One of the heads of the largest farmer organizations in the whole United States just came out. This just came out in the last couple of days and said to be expecting to pay double for what you are buying right now by fall. Double for what you're paying now, which is already double from what you paid last year. But this is increasing. It took about a year for things to go up 100%. And now this farmer guy, this head of this farmer organization, I can't remember the name of it right now, but if I think of it, I'll say it. But anyway, he said expect to be paying double from now till then. Do you think it's just a coincidence that they're trying their best to get a hold of your guns as soon as they possibly can? Because they know that when you blow a gasket, people are going to be coming after them, and if they're armed, they're going to be coming after them with weapons. So, folks, this is a puzzle that's fixing to drop right around your ears. And the red flag laws, people need to contact their congressman, because that's going to be the way the camel's nose under the tent to confiscate any and all guns. If they get red flag laws by any way, stretch or imagination to do it, the thing will be over. It'll be a bunch of front porch Alamos is what's going to happen. And they own the media. So they're going to, they will do whatever they can do to brandish whoever it is that they go after as some kind of a white supremacist. You wait and see. But that's what's coming down the pike. So please call your congressman. Not that it'll probably do much good, but call him anyway. And tell them that there is no possible way, no gun laws for a crazy man that's down there. And, of course, you know, it had to be little bitty children. It had to be little children because they know emotionally people will make emotional decisions in the second that will cost them down the road, but they are not thinking logically. They're thinking emotionally. And I feel horrible for those families that lost little kids. It's horrible. But we don't change policy on a nation based on one act of one crazy person, and then it's always convenient how these guys kill themselves before they can find out a reason. Because they know that if he's alive, they're going to find out he was brainwashed, they will find out he's on drugs, they're going to find out all kinds of crazy stuff about him, and then that will take away from the imperative that they want to push, which is gun control, gun confiscation, because that's the only way that the population of this country is totally safe, they think, is if they can confiscate them all. That's where it ends. Your comments, Vince?
I agree with you. I agree with you, and we need to be armed, and people who are armed tend to be polite. You know, there'd be less road rage if you thought that guy that is near you in his vehicle that might be going a little slower than the road rage guy might prefer. You know, if he thinks he's got a 357, you know, on his hip, maybe there'd be less road rage. So that's it. And there are all kinds of burglaries in our neck of the woods. Except, you know, what I'm talking about is people breaking into barns and stealing things. Except our house. Because, and I've said this before, the locals, the villagers, think that the Finellis are absolutely, positively crazy. And they carry guns. They respect us. And they leave us alone.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
The CEO of J.P. Morgan Chase Bank, Jamie Dimon, says there's a financial storm on the horizon, but no one knows how bad it will really be.
It's a hurricane. Right now, it's kind of sunny. Things are doing fine. You know, everyone thinks the Fed can handle this. That hurricane is right out there down the road coming our way. We just don't know if it's a minor one or Superstorm Sandy.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott is ordering an immediate review of all schools in the state. He wants to make sure they're following safety measures after last week's horrific shooting in Uvalde, Texas. Governor Abbott told officials to conduct unannounced random intruder audits. The goal is to find weak access points and to see how quickly staff can enter a school without being stopped. Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated. We are USA Radio News.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
NASA announced two private companies, Axiom Space and Collins Aerospace, will develop the next-generation spacesuits that future astronauts will wear to conduct spacewalks and eventually kick around the surface of the moon. As some in America would like to see a complete ban on guns, in reality, other measures can be taken to fight the hate and the mass shootings that plague our nation. Representative Pete Sessions, a self-described strong NRA member, tells Newsmax a meeting Friday should result in more answers.
We are going to have a large meeting in Waco, Texas on Friday with almost 30 of our superintendents, our sheriffs, our county judges, where we are going to talk about the things that we need to do to be reapprised to avoid this happening in other places. The events that happened in Uvalde obviously are taking a different turn. I'm not sure, and I'm not sure anybody knows the real truth of it, but he now sees what kind of circumstance he's in and that the public comments that he makes or those to investigators will be verified, and it means that he is now being very careful about what he says.
The congressman is referring to Uvalde school police chief Pete Arredondo, who led a flawed law enforcement response to last week's school shooting and misinformation regarding actual events and timelines by the 18-year-old shooter. I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Kyle's with us, and y'all heard the bottom of the news. And so it's going to be, there's two sides to this one, you know, take the guns, and the other is, you know, let's find a solution to this madness, these shootings. I already delineated exactly how to fix it. It's real simple. So you can turn to previous broadcasts and you can learn what my thoughts are. But y'all know that there was a teacher who was on video who propped open one of the doors. And the shooter was able to get in because a door was propped open. Now, if you think about this, when I went to school back in the 1950s and 60s, the elementary school, they had these doors to hallways, entrances to the school that led to the outside, and they had these horizontal bars. And you push the bar and the door will be unlocked. You know what they call those bars? They're called panic bars. And the reason they have those instead of doorknobs is because during a situation of panic, people seem to not know how to turn the doorknob to open the door. So all you have to do is like run into the door and it's going to open because you're going to slam into the panic bar. Or if you don't want to get hurt, you push the panic bar and open the door. Well, teachers for years and years and years have been doing this. They've been propping open those doors. And the schools are sick of it, you know, school administration. So what they do is they take a chain and a lock, and they lock the two doors that with the panic bars, they lock them so the teachers can't prop them open. The teachers do that most of the time. Students do it a small percentage of the time. Now, why does that happen? Because no one seems to be cognizant of the fact that leaving a door open like that lets people that should not be in the school, lets them in. Now, what do you do with a teacher that is so stupid as to prop a door open and allow a gunman to come in and kill 21 people? What do you do? Do you say, listen, I know you got tenure, and so, you know, we're going to keep you. That was a bad thing. It's a shame that 21 people were executed, murdered in cold blood, premeditated. So don't do that anymore. You immediately fire that teacher. Immediately. Tenure or not. And then when the lawyers come around, you say, are you kidding? You think we should allow that teacher to be here? And then you fight it out. And you make a public scandal of the whole thing. And it'll all fall apart. And the teacher will still be fired. That teacher's negligence, carelessness, recklessness, stupidity, leaving the door open, you fill in the blanks. It's an outrage, and it happens all over the United States. Why do you think they spend so much money on those door locking systems? So you can open them easily, and they, you know, those doors automatically close. You know that. That's why they prop them open, because they close automatically. There's a real expensive system to keep those doors closed when you go through the door. You just push the panic bar, you go out, and the door closes real fast by design. So school systems have gotten in trouble because the school board office says, look, we got a problem. Teachers are propping doors open. We can't get it to stop. Students are doing it. So let's chain the doors. And then they have a fire. And then students can't get out and die. So they're defeating the system that was designed to protect the inhabitants of, or the people in that building. Staff, faculty, teachers, administration, students, visitors, parents. You can't let that happen. It's real simple. You tell everybody, tell you what, parents, teachers, students, these doors need to be locked by themselves the way they were designed to. And if you defeat the system, you're expelled. Expelled. You're not welcome here. You've breached our safety protocol. Any comments, Kyle?
No, I totally agree, Vince. And like we've talked about before, you know, we have, for lack of a better term, so we have feminized our penal system and we feminized our repercussions, because moms, by and large, are more empathetic. And so we have allowed this empathy to start making decisions and feeling bad for these people and making excuses for them for so long that now we've got an entire system that's falling apart. And it's the spoiled child that never got reprimanded by dad. And that's the system we're living with now. And unfortunately, and this is not degrading moms whatsoever, I think extremely highly of mothers and there's a side to them that men just don't have. We are too harsh sometimes, and the mother is more empathetic, but there's a reason that, you know, they weren't part of the war fighting the founding fathers creating this country, because it's men that go to war and make the hard decisions. And the reality is, we've had too much empathy put in here without enough consequences for people's actions. And that's where I think, in my opinion, tenure and all this other nonsense came from. To give somebody tenure so that they can't be fired is absolutely unbelievable to me. But anyway, you were saying there was a... Go ahead.
When I was a teacher, they wanted to offer me tenure. And I said, I don't want tenure. I will not accept tenure. And I explained to the superintendent why I said that, other teachers as well. I said, if I were to get tenure, then I could be more lax in my duties, in my preparation, in everything I do. I wouldn't have to be so prepared to teach. I wouldn't have to do the best I could do. I could just slough off. I don't want it. And if I fail at any moment to do my job to the best of my ability, you can fire me. And you should fire me. And what I did last week has nothing to do with whether you should keep me this week. You should keep me this week based on this week's performance, not on historical performance. So I earn my stripes every day. And I think everyone else should as well. So I did not want tenure, nor did I ever get it. That's my position on tenure. And Kyle and I, we're going to flesh out a little bit more about the problems with trucks, diesels, diesel engines, diesel fuel, diesel oil, grease. A couple days ago, I placed an order at Sam's Club, which you heard me talk about, and I lost my temper and explained that I ordered online 4 cases of Delvac, Delvac 15W40 engine oil. Sam's Club had it online, says it was in stock, and I had to pick it up. They wouldn't ship it, but I could pick it up. So I ordered it. They accepted my order. They accepted my payment, credit card, and all that. And they said, your order's in. Now, what do you think that means, class? Your order's in. Does that mean that, in your mind, does that mean that you're going to get what you ordered? That's what it sounds like to me. Not true. Not true. It means they accepted your order. That doesn't mean that they have what you ordered. That means they accepted your order. Language is fluid today. It keeps changing. And I was infuriated because they didn't have, when we went there, 100 and something miles, 120 miles round trip, over an hour to get there and over an hour to get back and an hour in the parking lot, 3 hours, wasted time that we can never get back. They didn't have it. They didn't have the Delo. I'm sorry, Delvac. We use both Delo and Delvac. All right. So I ordered it for pickup yesterday morning. 6 cases. In stock. It says in stock. Both times. And I thought, well, I really want to get some bananas so I can dehydrate them. For the potassium. So, bananas and Delvac, 6 cases. Our son went there. They had the bananas. They didn't have the Delvac. This was the other side of Springfield, Missouri. There are two Sam stores. Both of them. In stock. Says on the internet. And neither store had it. I was livid. So now it's 6 hours wasted, and so I called and I got the Sam's Club Philippines customer service, and they said, so you are requesting a credit for inconvenience, and I said, no. I am requesting $100 credit for each of the 2 days because you guys lie. You say that you have it in stock, you take my credit card, you say my order's accepted, and then we get there and you don't have it. You're costing me time and money. It's not inconvenience. It's not, I wanted to get that ice cream cone and I'm so angry that you guys don't have it. It's not like that. I need this oil. I'm a farmer. I have to have it. I will go out of business without engine oil. I have to have it. So she put me on hold, and the hold was taking a long time. I'm talking like 15 minutes. And I finally get someone who's corporate headquarters, Sam's Club. In the Philippines, they didn't know what to do with me. So they transferred me to corporate headquarters in Bentonville, Arkansas. And I talked to this gal. And I said, I would like compensation. And she said, for inconvenience. I said, no, it's not inconvenience. It's you guys lie, and you do it more and more and more. You say you have things you don't have. You sell things you don't have. You charge for things you don't have. And then when we go to pick them up, you don't have them. And she said, I'll give you $150. I said, I'd like $200. And we had a stalemate, and I got a gift card for $150. That's all I could get. Now, if you think about this, I said, I'd like to talk to your boss. She said, I don't have one. You know why? Because she was the head knocker. She was the boss in charge of this department. I went as high as I could go. This is Sam's Club. Sam's Club they have a problem. They've got a lot of problems. One is they say instant savings. So you can buy something with instant savings, and you'll get instant, like if you buy more than two or three or four, they have a limit on instant savings. But they don't tell you that. So when I buy dog food, and I buy 10 bags of dog food, when they get it in stock, because it's out of stock so often, instant savings don't apply to all the bags. But they don't tell you that.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Of course, we have multiple tractors on a farm, and we have diesel vehicles, a diesel truck, and we've got an old bulldozer. And a backhoe, and these are all diesel engines. And we have an old spread truck, you know, to spread salt on the road. We use that to spread lime on our fields. All big diesel engines. And they typically take 11 to 12 quarts per oil change. So 12 quarts, three gallons. And so when you think that, you know, I bought four cases of, or tried to buy four cases of diesel engine oil from Sam's Club, that might be a lot. It's nothing. You know, all the oil that I tried to buy wouldn't even make one complete oil change for all of our diesel equipment. Right? And we were able to get 10 1-gallon jugs at another store, Tractor Supply. We wiped them out. 10 gallons of diesel, 10 jugs of diesel, we wiped out the store. Can you imagine that? Now, why am I telling you this? I'm telling you this because diesel engine oil, I believe, is in short supply. It has not made the news. Sam's Club can't seem to get it, and the manager said to our son that, yeah, we haven't had that in a long time. Okay? The big box auto parts store told us, manager told us, that they haven't had a reliable, steady, consistent shipment of diesel engine oil for a month. Grease. We were able to get 60 tubes of grease. That's nothing. 60 tubes of grease. We grease our equipment every time we use it, which is every day. And that's so the equipment doesn't wear out. We grease the universal joints, we grease the bearings every day. And we use the red grease. Used to be $1.59 a tube, 14.1 ounce or 2 ounce tube. Now it's $7.99. If you can get it. So we wanted to get some more. 60 tubes was not enough. So we wanted to get some more. They don't have a system that lets them put special orders in for those kinds of things. If it comes in, we can buy it. If it doesn't come in, we can't buy it. The Environmental Protection Agency, let me go to that tab, has said that they understand and they're working with the sensor manufacturers for diesel exhaust fluid because there's a shortage of those. This is what the EPA is saying. You know, we're working diligently with the manufacturers of the sensors for diesel exhaust fluid sensing, for trucks. There's a shortage of those sensors. The EPA is the organization that requires the emissions being reduced by the engine manufacturers of these trucks. So they say you will reduce the emissions. The manufacturers come up with a system. They can't get the sensors, and the EPA is going to fix the problem. It's ridiculous. They caused the problem. And if you think about it, the reason your cars are getting such lousy mileage is because of all of these add-on accessories for emission controls. If the government didn't say, y'all making engines, you're going to have to, and cars, you're going to have to come up with, and they come up, they pick numbers. We're going to reduce emissions by 15%. Really? It takes years to redesign to make that happen. So the government gives them such a fast, short timeline that they can't do it. The manufacturers can't do it. So they come up with these add-ons. And the add-ons reduce the emissions, but they cost more fuel to be used by the engines. If they redesigned, we'd have less emissions, and we'd get better economy. And we wouldn't be talking about electric cars. Okay, so the problem is grease is in, it's really expensive. It's used in everything that moves, everything that rotates, everything that has a shaft, everything that has a belt, a bearing. It's got grease in it. Grease is in short supply. In my world, in my opinion. And I think you put the grease together, you put the diesel exhaust fluid sensors together, you put the absence of diesel exhaust fluid on the market, and you put the high cost of diesel fuel, you put this, and the diesel engine oil, you put this all together, it is a perfect disaster. It's here. So everything that moves has bearings and grease. Everything that's pulled, that's a heavy load, that's pulled across the highways and byways, diesel engines. Diesel engines use diesel engine oil. Kyle, any comments? And this is going to affect everything. Everything. The raw materials that go into the production of the parts, that go into the production of the final assemblies, that go into the production of the final product, short supply. If it takes 1,000 parts to make an item and the factory has 999, you're not going to get that item. Kyle, any quick comments? 30 seconds before we go into the next break.
You could not engineer a disaster any better.
Right. Right. And class, if I sound livid, I am livid. I am looking at the possibility of losing our farm. And it's not just me. It's every farmer. They don't know what to do. They don't know what to do. And they're not up on it as much as we are. Kyle and I'll be right back. Nonstop Auto Tips, hour number two.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. Patricia, excellent herbal formula. I use Extendivite to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Brian, I'm using Extendivite, and for me, it has made a world of difference. God made all these nutrients in the ground. Enough said. Cammy, 5 stars. I feel a lot of energy since I started taking Extendivite. TR, 5 stars. All I can say is, Extendivite works. Buy it, try it, and see for yourself. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.